This is an executive summary of 1031 Exchange into a DST, How to Place Leftover Equity Passively, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. There is a moment, familiar to almost every long-time real estate owner, when the building you once fought to buy becomes the thing you most want to be rid of. The tenants, the turnover, the 11 p.m. phone calls, the capital expenditures that never seem to end, at some point the income stops feeling passive. And yet selling outright can mean handing a third or more of your gain to the government. The Delaware Statutory Trust exists in the narrow but valuable space between those two unhappy options, a way to sell, stop managing, and still defer the tax. This memo explains how it works, where it fits, and, just as important, where it does not. Begin with the dilemma, because the DST only makes sense once you feel it. An investor who has held the rental property for 15 or 20 years typically sits on two things at once, a large unrealized gain and a large accumulated depreciation balance. Sell, and both come due. The federal long-term capital gains rate, the 3. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.